Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Growing Your Financial Business the Woman's Way podcast. I'm Robin Crane, and I was a financial advisor for over a decade. But before that, I was a singer-songwriter. And now, even as a mom of three with a teenager, toddler, and a baby, I run a seven-figure business helping women in financial services grow their businesses and make a bigger impact. In this podcast, I'll bring you financial advisors, industry influencers, and highly successful entrepreneurs to give you innovative strategies designed for women. So get ready to learn how to get in front of the right people, get more ideal clients, and be able to grow your ideal business so you can live your ideal life.
I'm so excited to have you here today because we have a special guest, Susie Batiz, and this woman is amazing. I'm so excited about this. It's going to be awesome. She is one of Forbes' richest self-made women. That's incredible. She is the founder, the owner of the Poopery. If you don't have Poopery company, what is the name of the company? Is it under Poopery?
The name of the company is Sensible, the master company, okay, and Poopery and Supernatural underneath that. Yeah.
Okay. So we have two products here that you might have at home. And if you don't, you better get it. So one is Poopery, which we definitely use. And it helps you make sure your poo doesn't smell horrible. And then another is Supernatural. And you'll tell us a little bit more about that. But that's basically sustainable cleaning products that are also kind of, what'd you call it?
Bougie sustainability. Yeah. Bougie sustainability.
I'm not very bougie, so I don't even use that word, but bougie sustainability. And I'm most excited about too, you have a program called Alive OS, and it's a personal development platform, and you've overcome so much. I know you said we went through bankruptcy and then to being this incredible woman leading these companies and having incredible financial success as well. So it's great to have you. Tell us a little about how you even did that, going from bankruptcy to where you are today. I don't know how you can make that short, but, and then we'll go into some of these techniques that they can use for personal development to help them grow their business.
Wonderful. Actually, I've had two bankruptcies. One when I was 19. I always say it's like being one of those rodeo riders, you know, that gets on the bull, the gate opens and they fall flat on the face. They never get to ride. That was me coming out of the gate. And then I just hustled for the next really 19 years, filed my second bankruptcy at age 38. That one really knocked me on my bottom. I didn't have the resiliency I had when I was young. And I really thought I was the worst business person in the world. I hated business. I thought I was a complete loser, wanted to kill myself. And then I had a spiritual awakening and I realized that abundance is actually an inside job. It has nothing to do with anything external that I'd been fighting for my entire life. Then ironically, after that, after I discovered where true abundance was inside me, the idea for Poopery came to me and here we are.
And I was asking before we started recording, I'm like, you actually came up with this product and then manufactured it and brought it to market. And I know you said yes. And how did you do that? And can you kind of bring us to the scene of coming up with that and then even creating it? Did you say in your own home?
Yeah, I mixed it in my kitchen. I was at a dinner party and someone there said, can bathroom odor be trapped? I saw it. I saw, you know, I work with essential oils. I was always that closet hippie. I made all kinds of relaxing spritzers and energizing, you know, 25 years ago, way before it was cool. But I never thought about it as a product. So I just saw it, felt a zing up my arm. I felt super alive and I started mixing and I mixed and mixed and mixed for 9 months. And one day my ex-husband walks out of the bathroom and he goes, oh my God, we're going to be millionaires. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, do you realize what you've done? You've taken the smell out of shit, you know? And I was like, what? I don't know what this audience is, so I won't say
that. You say whatever you want.
Okay. And I'm like, what? It works. You know, I was a little bit in disbelief myself. Then sent it out to about 12 friends and said, hey, will you try this product? And they were like, oh my God, best thing I've ever had, just make it. And then I found a manufacturer and started selling it by word of mouth. And my first year, this was in 2000, the first product I had physically to sell was April in 2007. And the first year I did $1 million. You're talking about a $5 wholesale product. So that's how many I sold.
Wow.
So I sold 200,000 bottles my first year. And I built the business during the recession, 2008 and 2009, and grew $1 million a year, every year up until year 8, when I created the viral video, Girls Don't Poop. And then we actually doubled our revenue within 3 days because the video went viral. And now I've sold over, I think, 80 million bottles.
Oh my
God. I'm in 57 countries. Pretty much everywhere. And we've had over, I think, 500 million video views. So we've been trucking.
That's incredible. I love that. Cause my husband claims that he came up with bottled water idea, like when he was like 7, and he's like, oh, I had that idea, but it doesn't matter. Right. No, an idea is worth nothing unless you bring it to market and you do all those things. And that's just so incredible. Also, my husband would be very excited that I'm talking to the creator of Poopery, because he's a big fan. He's a big fan. And so am I when he comes out of the bathroom. But that's incredible, because so many people have ideas. So what was it that, and it sounds like a lot of the work that happened before, after your second bankruptcy, got you to that point where you can believe in yourself and do it. But what were the things that were happening to get you, besides the fact that your ex was telling you this is going to make us millions? And how did you then figure all that out and bring it to market and make that happen? Because that's a huge, huge undertaking.
Yeah. Again, prior to my second bankruptcy, I always thought, oh, there's not a tanning salon in this corner. I could open a tanning salon. I never did anything really out of true passion and through feeling alive. It was more like A plus B equals C. Let me do that, right? And I also always thought that something external was going to fill me inside. So I was seeking money and, you know, reputation. And this is when I'll finally be worthy. Once I found all that inside myself, and then I had the idea for Poopery, I didn't need anything out of Poopery. I'd already found a place within myself that I felt really content and happy. What I knew was that the idea was too good for me to keep it to myself, and I needed to share it. So it was a completely different dynamic. So this was 5 years before I'd filed bankruptcy, and I went into business differently than I had, you know, previously, earlier in my life, because I always needed business to give me something. So with this, it's more like I was pregnant and, oh my God, here's this birth. And now what do I got to do with it? You know, I need to share it with the world because it's too good to keep to myself. Yeah. And I was often talking about the feminine approach to business. I wasn't worried about growing the business fast. I was worried about keeping up with demand. I often tell people, I think a lot of entrepreneurs go wrong in that they stop at good. And you have to think about it. Nobody shares good, really. You know, think about this. You know, hey, did you try that new restaurant? Yeah, it's good. I'm not going to run over to the restaurant, right? I'm going to be like, oh, okay. If they go, how's the new restaurant? And I go, oh my God, it's so great. There's this, you know, scallops appetizer that is insane, right? We're going to go there. So most people stop at good and they don't push it to actually be great. Once it's great, people tell other people about great things. So you have a natural marketing machine in there because people love to naturally share something they've discovered. And that's what happened with Poopery. People loved it. You know, I convinced them to try it. They fell in love with it and they couldn't wait to tell other people about it, which helped me. It was a natural marketing machine. I didn't have to do much other than just service the demand that was happening for it.
How can advisors and insurance professionals take that themselves? Because I think a lot of the focus tends to be that they're even great, not just good, but great at what they do. They care so much, especially women, right? We care so much about helping the clients. We want to make sure they're taken care of. But sometimes it's like letting perfect get in the way of possible, where they're, I got to look at all, you know, do all this homework before I meet with the client. I got to be perfect so I know how to present it, or I want to make sure I don't miss anything, which is amazing. And I love having a female advisor to take care of myself. I know she's going to take care of me and she's going to care. But at the same time, when it comes to marketing and then getting people to see you, because I always say one of your biggest problems is that you're invisible. And so people don't even see you. They don't know how amazing you are. They don't know that you're going to change their life. So how do we bridge that gap? Because I think many of these women are really great when it comes to what they do on the back end, but nobody knows about it and nobody knows who they are. How do they bring that to market, so to speak?
Yeah, the first thing I would really suggest that advisors do is really listen. So I wouldn't even study. If I were a financial advisor, I wouldn't even study my clients before. I would get them in the room and probably have them for 2 hours really dissecting what they wanted to change in their life. And then I would present them a plan working small all the way up to actually making that happen. Once that happens, once you give that customer, not the package deal, right? If I'm going to increase your wealth by 3%, I'm telling you, I meet with so many financial advisors and I 99.9% of them, I want to yawn. You know, it's like, they're not telling me how to radically change my life. Yeah. When you start telling me how to radically change my life based on my desires, now we're talking. I have one now that did that and it's amazing. So that's what I would do. And once you start literally shifting people's lives, not from where you think it should be, but from where they consider impact, then they're going to naturally tell everybody else what you did for them. It's just, it's the way it works.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. We teach kind of like an interview strategy. So it sounds similar to some degree, but the same concept is that how can you provide tremendous transformational value? Or how can they know that you provide that tremendous transformational value when you're speaking in your words instead of their words? Like, you need to use, what do they want? And this is part of the interview process, is like, we've got to figure out what do they want they don't already have and what's holding them back from getting there. Cause that's how people are driven, by going after, you know, the promise of what they want and also making sure they can get rid of all that pain. But it's never in your words. If we start using these buzzwords, like the industry talks about 401k and talking about 12b1 fees or whatever the heck they throw at you, nobody wants to hear that. And he's talking their language, speaking their language, then they start to listen. So that's a similar idea. I love that. So, and then let's go back to kind of working from within.
And that's sales. It's whether you're selling a car, whether you're selling anything. It's like, tell me what my pain point is. Tell me how you're going to radically shift my life. For example, Poo-Pourri was not just a bathroom freshener. There had been no bathroom freshener that actually got rid of odor. Once they discovered, I'm like, oh my God, this is a drastic change. You're not going to get referrals from making minute changes in people's lives. You have to radically change people's lives. We are sensationalists. Okay. You have to think about that. And most financial planners are so conservative and calculated. Nobody wants conservative and calculated anymore. Like, you need to make radical shifts in my life. When you start doing that, now I'm talking, I'm going to be preaching you out my front porch every day.
I'm writing that down because I love that language, radical shifts in my life or in their life. That's such a different type of way of thinking about it than I just want to help them grow their money. Cause I typically say, oh yeah, you're helping them grow their money or build financial freedom or wealth. It's like, no, radically. Yeah. Yawn, radically shift their life.
When you radically shift my life, I'm going to be telling everybody about you at dinner parties. I'm going to be like, you're not going to believe what Alicia just did. Right. You know, I had this and she changed my life and here's what she did. And then that's when you start getting the referrals. People are gobbling it up because it's, number one, it's the truth. They can feel the authenticity that comes from me that's radiating from what you actually did to change my life. And with Poo-Pourri, all we did was radically change people's lives.
Yeah. All you did, which is huge, right? It's transformational. It's everything. So I'm really curious to, what did this advisor say to you, or what was it that you heard, or how did you feel like this advisor would radically change your life that really resonated with you, that didn't make it feel like it was this yawn, boring thing and that they actually cared?
Well, they spent an entire day with me, number one, like probably 7 hours. Whoa. And really got down to my belief systems, what I wanted to create in my life, how I thought my life could be. And I was blown away. For example, you know, I always thought that I had to have hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank for me to be able to have a nice life. I didn't realize with $30 million in the bank conservatively invested, that's $1 million income a year without touching the 30 million. I was like, what? That radically changed the belief system that I had within me, right? It's like, what? That's all I need is 30 million, which I know sounds like a lot, but it wasn't. I'd been working, stockpiling stuff. And I was like, I'm never going to invest my money in anything. I'm the best investment I could get, which is actually true. Yeah. Investment, people don't like to hear that. It's riskier, but actually I have been the best investment. But whenever he told me that, I was like, holy schmoly, you know, like, so he radically changed my life with just some of that information. But it took a lot of time. It took him 7 hours being with me. And then just showing
7 hours, obviously not just showing you charts, 7 hours of really extracting from you. What does that mean? Because I'd be curious, everybody has different standards, but it's your life. You worked hard to create this incredible, nest egg. So you get to choose what that looks like for you. And like you said, 30 million might sound like a lot to some people, and it might sound like nothing to other people. It's all relative to the life that you want. But that's the problem, is that if an advisor is just promising you wealth or promising you financial freedom, or even just typically promising you returns. I know they're not supposed to say returns, but showing you that, oh, this is the portfolio has done this much and here's how it's allocated and all this bullshit. But when he really extracted from you for 7 hours of what that looks like, and then to figure out, oh, you only need a million, which to some people sounds like a lot, but it doesn't matter. What is it that you wanted to have so that you, like, what is the lifestyle that you wanted to create that was maybe probably different than a lot of people, but that he was able to help you realize that was possible? I'm curious, like, what is, you know, what does that look like for you?
Yeah. And the conversation was really philosophical, spiritual, really belief system oriented. And, which was amazing to me. You know, most people came in and was like, here's what we can do with your money. You know? And I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, this was like, what is your belief system about money? Where did you come up with that? You know, he really tied a lot of it back to my mother, and that I didn't believe that money could actually take care of me. So it was a part psychology, part existential deep dive, and really a spiritual, more talking about money as energy. And I really resonated with that. I was like, oh my gosh, this money can actually work for me instead of me working so hard. So literally in 7 hours, my entire life flipped from me going, I have to make more and I have to produce more to hold on. This can actually work for me. I was like, what a concept, right? So it's taking me a couple of years to catch up with that kind of going, oh, hold on. Can I trust that really?
Yeah, it sounds like he asked a lot of really good questions that got you to think, and it was more about the meaning and what it would look like and how it feels versus just growing money. That's amazing. That's awesome. And I'm impressed. I like that it's a guy, because typically, you know, we're thinking, well, guys wouldn't even think that way. And typically women would, but I think that the challenge with women is that we have these self-doubts, and sometimes we think we have to do it the way the industry told us. Whereas maybe a guy might be more confident to say, you know, I'm going to do it the way I think I should do it. And some women are like, well, this is my, I can't guarantee, but my guess is that this guy didn't learn this from a traditional industry of how he did it in that way, which is another good takeaway for listeners here, is like, you want to really do a deep dive and really understand how the person thinks and what's important to them. And like you said, their belief systems, instead of just doing the traditional route of, let me tell you about my company. Let me tell you about me. Let me educate you and fact find. They call it fact finding. So look at all your numbers. And
first of all, quit telling everybody about your company. People usually to take a meeting with you have already know pretty much what you do. You can spend maybe 120 seconds talking about yourself. Then the rest of the time, you need to tell me what you can do for me or inquiring about me. Like, I'm so over PowerPoint presentations. Right. Every advertising company, marketing company, digital marketing company, financial advisor, all they want to do is sit there and toot their horn about how fabulous they are. And I want to go, you're in the meeting, dude. You got here. Okay. You don't have to tell me how great you are. Tell me what you're going to do for me. Quit wasting my time. It's really true. But people are just so programmed in doing the system versus that can be the end, right? Don't let it be the beginning.
Yes. Love that. This is really good stuff. This is great. Okay. So let's go back to, I wanted to get into the Alive OS stuff, and going more within, right? Cause this is good to think about, well, what can they do to, cause they would love to have amazing clients like you and know how to actually have those conversations, but a lot of it happens first here. And I know you said two bankruptcies and all the internal turmoil that went with it, you couldn't really break through even to finding the idea until you were kind of at peace, if you will, like at peace with yourself. So tell them about that and maybe give a few ideas of what they can do specifically to gain more confidence and be able to go within to support them in growing their business.
Yeah. So I really focused about 6 months just on my belief systems about money. Before I was really into the work of Byron Katie. She has a book called Loving What Is, and it radically shifted my life, right? I went to her 10-day program. I was pretty much suicidal, drinking a big old jug of wine every night, the double, you know, jug, the big one. And I walked out of there 10 days later, completely free, didn't touch alcohol for like 12 years. And what's amazing is she had this one workshop on money one weekend. I think that's the only workshop she's ever done in 18 years. And I happened to be there. And I worked on my belief systems about money for 6 months. And I never realized how many beliefs. Money is the root of all evil. It's easier for a, you know, rich man to go through the eye of a needle than to get to heaven or whatever. You know, all these belief systems that were ingrained in me when I was young, I started dismantling all of those. Then I realized that abundance has nothing to do with an external factor. It's all within me. So I wrote a course called Inside Out, How to Create a Life You Desire by Going Within. Now, granted, I just filed bankruptcy. I had no job. I was doing a little interior design business. So I wrote the course, had five women take it, and none of them finished it. And they were like, and I was like, oh, I haven't actually created abundance in the world, right? It's like, I know where it is, but I haven't done it. And of course, within 2 months, the idea for Poopery came and I was going in already abundant within myself. So what did I do? So this Alive OS is actually a rewrite of that course that I wrote 15 years ago of all the principles that I knew back then, but I've actually proved them in the physical world. So much so that I'm one of Forbes, you know, richest self-made women, right? So you want to talk about from bankruptcy to here, I really proved that this methodology, I've used my life as a Petri dish. I have done more personal development. I just went to a 68-hour intensive program. I was supposed to go with a family member I was having problems with, and he ended up not going, but I went. And the guy says, wow, you intimidate every therapist here. And I said, why? And he goes, you've done more therapy than any of us. So I promise you, there's probably not a person on this call that has done, you know, more therapy than me. I pretty much would bet you a bunch of money on that one. But I really worked the system hard, right? Because I knew when I was in a hole, I had to crawl myself out and I was never going back in there again. So I've been dismantling beliefs and using my business as a vehicle for showing up what's inside of me. So Alive OS is a distillation of really 8 different processes, clearing the clutter, getting into integrity, you know, learning about resonance and dissonance, what aligns with me and what doesn't. And there's some basic principles that as I did them, my life always gets better and better and better. Each time I go through a Life OS, my life expands every single time. So I just take people through that process. The amazing thing is this would be incredible for financial advisors. We have coaches, we have therapists, we have entrepreneurs, we have homeless people that now have homes. We have people that are in bankruptcy, they're now getting jobs and getting all that cleaned up. We have an amazing Alive support network system from people that have been through as well. So it's not just it is the process, but that's 50% of it. The other 50% of it is the community that you have access to and the support to help you actually make the changes. And I've never thought about it from the perspective of financial advising, but one of the first 25 women, when I wrote the course, I taught it to 25 women in my house a couple of years ago when I was writing it. And I did that for an accountability system. I said, hey, you know, I want to rewrite this course. If I deliver a lesson every 2 weeks, will you show up? And they all said yes. So they were my test group. But one of them is a financial advisor and she brings a lot of people on. And it's amazing how many people cleared up their finances just from working the system. But anyway, it's an incredible process. It's simple in theory, whenever you look at the exercises, and it is a workshop. Most of the time by weeks 3 and 4, people are like, oh my God, what am I going to do? By the time it's over, they're so glad they did it. But it is a real intense workshop. We get a lot of work done. What happens is when we're at a point in our life when we're stuck or stagnant, we don't realize you have to make changes in order to get the energy moving again. You know, we think, you know, if we're 50 pounds overweight, we think we can stop, you know, eating a little bit of sugar and we're going to drop it. Well, that's not the case. Okay. You're going to start working out. You're going to really cut your calories. You're going to watch your sugar. You're going to watch your gluten. You're going to have to, you know, there's a lot of stuff you have to do to change the trajectory you're on. So that's what we do in Alive OS, but you're not doing it by yourself. You're doing it with a bunch of other people in a supportive community.
Wow, that's amazing. So what is it structurally? Are they meeting like workshops online? Or are you meeting in person?
Well, we're meeting. I started it during the pandemic. I started it here in my house before the pandemic is when I wrote it, and I hadn't launched it yet. And during the beginning of last year, I think it was April, my friends reached out and said, there's a lot of people really suffering right now. I think you need to take this online. So now we do it all on Zoom. Wow. You meet twice a week. You meet on Tuesday evenings for an hour with your, we break people out into smaller groups, because there's usually 200 to 400 people in each session. Mm-hmm. And you'll be in a group of 15 to 25 people with an Alive mentor that's been through the course before on Tuesday night. And then on Thursday night, you're with me for an hour and a half to 2 hours where I'm giving live lessons. In between that, you actually get a lesson delivered. So Tuesday nights, you meet with your small group. Wednesdays, you get the lesson delivered. Thursday nights, you're with me. And then you do homework on Saturday. And you do this every single week for 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That sounds so cool. So what's the best place for them to find it? What, give them access to check it out?
Yeah, you can go to suzybatiz.com, SUZYBATIZ.com. And I think it's aliveos.suzybatiz.com. But if you just go to my website, you can figure out how to get on the wait list. We're right now taking, you do have to apply, because we want to make sure that the people that are coming in actually want to shift their life. We are serious here. We don't want people just twiddling around, you know, it's like, if you really want to create some shifts, let's go. Because that also helps support the community, right? Because you're in with like-minded people that are serious about change.
Yeah. And it's incredible. Cause I know you mentioned Byron Katie and money belief systems and all these things. And so many advisors, even, you know, I was an advisor and I felt like a total fraud. I mean, I had complete imposter syndrome, because when I wasn't making the money, it doesn't matter. You could be a great saver. You could be a great investor, but if you don't have money from your business, you can't invest much and you can't save much. So you need to get yourself, like, your money beliefs in a place. And it's not just money, but all these belief systems in a place where you can accept that abundance and be in a good place to have that growth, because you can be amazing at being an advisor, but if you don't have the money to work with, you're not getting anywhere. So I think that's really important mindset stuff for everyone to have.
And we do that, right? We get into a lot. It's all based on what I call it, Alive OS, for Alive Operating System. What I teach you is that you were programmed in a certain way by your family, society, right? Cultural belief system. So we go back and we really start dismantling all those beliefs, which is incredible. And another thing about belief systems is, you know, we become stuck because of those belief systems, those programs. You know, one of the things I teach is, like, if you're writing a computer program, my son taught me this, and if you decide you want the hand to go like this, right? You don't write a program to make the hand go like this. That's changing that core program. What you do is write a new program on top of it to make the hand, this hand's still doing this in the background, but there's a new program that's updated it. So this gets further and further and further in the background, right?
Okay. So if you're listening to the podcast and not seeing this, she's saying, like, going one way with your hand, right? Side to side, or going forward with your hand side to side. So you got to make sure it's going, because they're like, what is she doing? Well, you should come.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm thinking of watching
it. Record it, yeah. They can see it too. But yeah, so you have to set the programming, and you got to program yourself, right?
You have to write new programs. You know, if something happens, you write a new program on top of that old program in order to replace it. And one of the other things about really moving forward in your life is, you cannot get there with what you've done. You have to make changes and shifts, because what you've done got you to where you are. So we also talk a lot about taking full accountability and responsibility. You know, there's not any victim mindset in here. It's like, okay, I was responsible. However I showed up, whatever, I was in that place. Here's what I did. Okay, now let's move forward. We really face reality, and we start looking at making those hard changes in your life, which is super exciting. The reason it's exciting is, my God, you know, we have been faced with mortality, right? On a daily basis. Is my friend going to live? Oh my God, my family has COVID. Oh my God, is everybody going to die? Are we all going to die? We're in a global pandemic. I mean, come on. Yet we have these dreams that are buried, things that we know is our, you know, potential inside of us that we're not moving towards. Why? The only reason we're not moving towards them is because of our belief system. So let's help shift those beliefs so you can start moving towards something that's going to light you up, and it lights everybody else up in the world, and we're all going to be happy and live ever after.
And it's a radical shift. Like you're saying that your advisor had to promise you, like, it's a radical shift in your life. I mean, this is not about baby steps. That's why you have an application. Like, this is not for people who are just going to dabble. This is for you. If you want a radical shift in your life, then check it out. SuzyBatiste.com and S-U-Z-Y, correct?
Yes.
Just like R-O-B-Y, and we got the Y's in our names. Cool. Anything else to add, just advice for these ladies, or anything specific that you just want to make sure they get from this?
Yeah, we just teach you how to focus on, focus on really serving others. And that's what I focus on, you know, all the time in Alive OS. I am 100% clear you're doing the work. I'm just here to share what I have actually done. There's a lot of teachers out there. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of manifesting, all these teachers, they haven't done anything. Okay. I've actually done it. Okay. So I got the...
Why you're Forbes' richest self-made woman, because you're one of the few, right? There's so few people that have actually done what you've done. I mean, what is the percentage of the world? You're probably in like 0.00001% of the success for women in the world. Like, I feel honored to have you here. I mean, it's just incredible, but it's so true. It's like if you're going to get a mentor, I actually say this in one of my books. It's like, I have this mentor test, and one, they got to be able to get the result that you want. So that's number one, because how can you say, oh, I want someone to teach me how to be wealthy, but they're not wealthy. Okay. Well, you got to make sure it's someone that the results that you want they have. And the second thing is they got to prove that they can teach it to others. And Suzy has done both. She's gotten the results herself, a huge results that most people wouldn't even dream to have. And then also to be able to get the results for others. And you've helped now, I mean, I know probably millions of people just with your stories, with your products and services and all that stuff. But I love that it's not just about an amazing product that was a radical shift. And that's just one of your products, is having Poopery and having 80 million sold. I mean, that's just incredible. But then being able to take this and giving back, like, I see this as a lot of give back. Like, you're like, I want to give back what I learned and how I was able to create this abundance myself and bring something so important to the market. And that's going to radically shift the way people see the world. And it's not just about smelly poop or not smelly poop. It's about what shifts happen because of those things. And now you're bringing it back to personal development, because that's where it all comes from. It's all you, right? It's all you.
Man, it's all you. You know, they often say that money only makes you more of who you are, right? I remember some comedian says, what happens if you're an asshole? It's like, well, guess what? You're just a bigger one.
It's true. Yep. Money enhances who you already are. Absolutely. Cool.
Yeah. Well, and there's, I'll end quickly with a story. I remember this little, I think it's a parable or something, but it's about this person that falls into a hole, right? And an engineer walks by and is like, oh, let me tell you how to get out of that. You know, do this, that, you know? And all of a sudden the rabbi comes back and tells him, you know, you got to pray or whatever to get out of the hole. And then this lady walks by and she jumps down the hole with them. And the person's like, what are you doing? And she goes, oh, I've been here. I know how to get out, right? So that's what I do in Alive OS. Like, I jump down in there going, oh yeah, you know what? I know how to get out of this. Come on.
Yeah,
that's what we have to do, folks. Let's go.
it's so true. And it's all those components, right? It's all that you need, all of those components, but the only thing that's really going to get you out is showing you how to do it. Awesome. Well, love having you here. This is amazing. I kind of don't want to let you go, but I know we got to keep our time and everything, but thank you so much for being here. Definitely check it out. You should get involved in this, because this, you got to make it your quest to become the best version of yourself. And the only way to do that is to really start looking at it, you know, looking in the mirror and seeing what's go inside and actually look at that. Sometimes people call them the shadows, and start to go deep, because there's so much abundance and there's so much potential that you have. And as you know, Suzy, I mentioned about this podcast, like, our whole mission is to increase the footprint of women in the industry to 50%. And that's a huge goal. Like, I'm like, well, I need to do the same thing, like, to jump in, like, how can I be more of, you know, the leader in this community to help people get there. But I need everyone to meet me there as well, because we all need to work together to do this. And that means stepping inside ourselves and being able to see what do we need to shift, and how can we, you know, take those risks to look at what might not always make us feel good in order to be the best version of ourselves. So I love it. Any last words of wisdom? I keep saying last, but we got it. Nailed it.
Last more time. Right now is this is the perfect time for change. I mean, come on, people, the whole world's changing. Let's all just change together. You know, let's play musical chairs. Let's all switch careers. Let's all do everything that we wanted to do. It's really fun. You know, we can just sit down and go like, ah, this is a bunch of chaos crap, which it is. But then also we can get involved in the chaos and in the movement, you know, so let's start moving stuff around. Right now, there's no greater time to actually make changes and shifts. So I feel excited about what's going on. In between the times I'm terrorized, but it's okay. But you know, most of the time I feel really happy.
Okay. If you are at all curious about Susie Batiz's Alive OS system, make sure you put this promo code, check the show notes to get the promo code so we can make sure that you get in there for a discounted rate.
Yeah, I'm excited. Come join us. We're going to give you a discount and I'm excited. Yeah. Your new life's ready to happen right now.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Susie, and thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Growing Your Financial Business, the Woman's Way. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you getting all the quality prospects on your calendar that you'd like? If not, join us in the Appointment Generator Challenge. Go to femalefinancialadvisors.com and register for free. We guarantee you'll get 5 quality appointments in 5 days if you follow this system, and you can do it from online. You don't even have to pick up the phone. Whether you're just starting, whether you've been in the industry 3 to 5 years, or even 30 years, this challenge will be perfect for you. Check it out, femalefinancialadvisors.com, and register for absolutely free. Can't wait to see you there.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.